Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, unaffiliated or not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Democrat.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And if that's the case, what is your main racial background? Is it African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or other?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55? 56 and 65 or over 65 years old?
Over 65.
Thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate.
Jump,
lean slightly.
Right there. Definitely
yes.
Vote for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Leonard Spencer.
Not heard.
And then we have Erin Huntley.
Not heard.
Kamala Harris?
Definitely heard of her.
And do you have a favorable or, yes, and do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion? And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Scott Boyd.
Not heard.
Thank you. Then we have Carolina Amnesty.
Unfavorable.
And is that very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Yes.
Which one?
Oh, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Spencer.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty would face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing and says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Sticking with Spencer, definitely.
Thank you. And that was the next question. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting
yes.
for Leonore Spencer, the Democratic
definitely.
Candidate? Thank you. Now, due to, well, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now,
okay.
due to the state representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been a discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Once again, Leonore Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Spencer, the Democrat.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonore Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonore Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Spencer, definitely, again.
Thank you. Yes, just for Claudia Stern's purposes, I need to read everything verbatim, so I already know your opinion. So, And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonore Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
The second one you said.
Usually vote Democrat?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
And would you call yourself a somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school? College graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful
All right,
day.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Goodbye.